Shalom to all. Today's Avos Chol Daf Chav Ches. We are starting about the third line with the words Tashma. And today's Avos sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Memsar Bas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Oliyah. So on the bottom of the previous Amud, we brought sheets of Yitzchak and Pinchas that there's no chiyuv to shech the bird midaraisa. All that needs to be done is killing it via the simanim, poking, stabbing, tearing. Any which way he does it is okay. So Mark continues asking on this Tashma. We've had this earlier as well. Malk Basakin, if a person did Malika to a kachin bird with a knife, Mitam Begonim Beis Habliya, that makes the bird an avela, and that means that when a person eats it, it's going to be Mitame him and the clothing that he's wearing. Now Viyamet Ein Shechita Lef Menatayra, if you want to say that there's no chiyuv to shech the bird midaraisa, so nei nami dechi tavar le shadr mafrekes. You're right, granted that when he breaks the shadr and mafrekes of the bird, havel a trefa, so that's a trefa. However, tahani lo sakin latayr midain avela, the knife, when it continues cutting into the simanim, that should at least help to be matahar it from nevela, and then it won't be matam begadma beis habliya. And from the fact that we see that when he does malika to a bird with a knife, it actually does become nevela, it must mean that there is a chiyuv to shech the bird, and cutting its simanim from the back is not considered valid for an oif. The Gemara answers, you're right, that is a good question on Yitzchak and Pinchas. However, who d'amar kiatano? He has support from a different Tana. The Tana of a Brisa, Reb Elazar Kapper, Beribi Omer, Reb Elazar Kapper, who was Beribi, which means he was a great gadol. He said, Matam loimar ach asher yachlas et sviv gaimer. What's pshat in this pasuk? The earlier part of the pasuk is talking about psuli hamakdashim and tells us that they have to be shechted, and it mentions svi and aisle, two non-domesticated animals. What are we learning from svi and aisle over here? Turns out, hey, zebal lamed v'nim to lamed, that this was coming to teach us something, but what comes out, it's the subject of a teaching, namely, makash tzviva ayol lepsu amikdashim. We're compared tzvi and ayol to psu amikdashim, meaning mapsu amikdashim shchita, just like psu amikdashim have to be shechted, av tzviva ayol b'shchita, so too tzvi and ayol, non-domesticated animals, they have to be shechted. Av oif ein l'shchita midevar Torah, el midevar Seferim. Birds don't have a chiv to shechtem deraisa, only midrabanan. So that's from Yitzchak ben Pinchas' source, it's Reb Elazar Kapper. Asking more now, mantan de palag alayd Reb Elazar Kapper, who's the one who argues with Reb Elazar Kapper? The answer is Rebbe, it's shchitas Rebbe. The time of Brisa, Rebbe Yom Rebbe tells us, the pasuk says, v'zavachta kasher tzvi sicha. What do we learn from here? Malamin shen stav Moshe al veshet val kanev al roiv echad ba'if val roiv shnayim behema. This tells us the Moshe was commanded by Hashem all the dinim of shchita. That's from the words kasher tzvi sicha, and included in those halachas that Moshe learned from Hashem is the chiv to shech the veshet and the kana, and the majority of one summoned by a bird, and the majority of two summoned by an animal. As we see clearly from Rebbe, that oif does require shchita midaraisa. We can discuss in Mishnah echad ba'if. We had said that only one of the summoned on a bird needs to be shechted. So the question is which one? Itmar Rav Nachman Amar, he says oif veshet oif kana, either the veshet or the kana, either the safagus or the trachea, either one is okay. Whereas of Adbar Avamer, he says veshet v'loy kana, it has to be the veshet, not the kana. Now the kana is the one in the front, and the veshet is the one in the back, so that's the main one that has to be shechted. Now Rav Nachman Amar, oif veshet kana, why is that? Because echad katani, it says one echad ba'if, and that tells us echad kaldehu, either which one is okay. Whereas of Adbar Avamer, he says veshet v'loy kana, it has to be the veshet and not the kana. My echad, so how does he understand the word echad in the Mishnah? Miyuchid, that means the most special, the most unique one of the simanim, and the reason why that's the veshet and not the kana is because we know that in order to passel the kana with a mum on it, or has a nekev, a hole or a cut, that has to be the majority of the kana, as opposed to the veshet, even if it has the tiniest little hole in it, that renders the bird a trefa. So we see the veshet is the miyuchid, is the unique, is the special, is the more important, if you will, of the simanim. So we're asking our questions on this. The first two questions are of Nachman, and the rest are of Adbar Ava. Basically, we have a question. We had this earlier in the Masechta. Shachar is the veshet, he shechted the veshet, rachach nishmeta agargaras, and then afterwards the gargaras, which is the kana, it got pulled out, ksheretz kosher, because the veshet was shechted already. However, nishmeta agargaras, rachach shachar is the veshet, if the gargaras was pulled out and then he shechted the veshet, psul it's possible. Now let's say shechted the veshet, v'nimtzis gargaras shmuta, he shechted the veshet, and afterwards he discovered that the gargaras, the kana, was pulled out. Many day he doesn't know im kaidim shchita nishmeta, im lachar shchita nishmeta, was it pulled out before or after shchita? So zeh ha'yamaisa, this is actually a story of Amru, and they said kol safik b'shchita psula, any safik with shchita is possible. Now what's the question? V'ilu shchita b'gargaras loikatani. It doesn't say anything about shechting the gargaras and finding that the veshet was pulled out. Mashmah, just shechting the gargaras, the kana, is not valid. Question of Nachman that said it's either or. So Gemara says not a raya. Mishum the gargaras of Yilish Temute. The only reason why that's being discussed is because the gargaras, the kana, that's usually the one that's pulled out of place. It's not the veshet. So that's why that's a discussion, but it doesn't mean that it can't be the other way around. So it's not a question of Nachman. We get discussing Tashma, Shachat Shnechatzai Simanim Ba'if, Psula. If he shechts two half Simanim on a bird, it's possible. Ve'ain Sar Chalim Behema, and you don't even have to say that's possible by an animal. Where's Behuda Amir? He says, Ba'if, Achishchas Veshet Vesavridim. By the bird, you have to shech the veshet and the vridim as well, which we had said that helps empty out the blood. And the only thing Tanakh comes arguing with Rabbi Hudon is the vridim. However, that's mashma that you have to shech the veshet and the kana is not viable. Clearly, question of Nachman. The Gemara says not a question. Mishum the veshet samach levridim. The only reason why that's mentioned is because the veshet is next to the vridim, but technically he could shech just the kana as long as he also does the vridim. Once again, the only reason why veshet is being mentioned over here is because it's right next to the vridim, and there's no question on Rav Nachman. Then we turn around and we're going to ask a number of questions on Rav Adbar Ava, who says that you have to shech the veshet and the kana is not valid. Tashma shachar chatzi gargaras. Let's say he shechted half of the kana, v'shach kedei shchita acheres, and he weighed the man amount of time that he technically could shecht another one, the gamra, and then he completed the shechita, shechita's akshera, it's kosher. Now, my lav ba'ayv, when we say this referring to a bird, and my gamra, what does that mean that he finished a shechita, gamra legargaras, that he finished shechting the gargaras? He waited a little bit and then he shechted it. It still says it's kosher. So we see the shechting just the kane is okay. Question of Adar Barava. Says gamra loy, not a question. Bebehema, this is talking about an animal, and my gamra, what does that mean that he completed the shechita? Gamra l'shechita kula, that means he completed the entire shechita, not just that he finished shechting that simen, the kane, he also went on to shech the veshet. So no question about the brava. Tashma, another question. Hari shai chatzi kane pagum. Let's say half the kane was pagum. So already had a hole in half of it. V'haisiv olav kol shehu, and he added on just a little bit of a cut. V'gamrei, and he completed it. Shechita's like sheir, shechita's kosher. Now my lav ba'if, isn't this referring to a bird? And my gamrei, what does that mean that he completed the shechita? Gamrei the kane, that he completed the shechita of the kane. Clearly, you could just shech the kane. You don't have to do the veshet. Question about the brava. The gemara answer is loy bebehema. We're talking about an animal. And my gamrei, what does that mean that he completed it? Gamrei leveshet. It means that he not only cut the kane, but then he went on to the veshet, and that's why it's kosher, because again we're talking about an animal, no question, or vada brava. Another question, Tashma, Ketzan Malkin Chatas Oif. How does a Chatas Oif or bird Chatas have Malika done to it? So Chaytech Shadra Mafrakas, Beloy Rav Basar, the kind cuts through the Shadra and the Mafrakas without cutting through the majority of the meat, because that already make it considered dead. Achimigil Veshet, Oil Kane, until he comes to the Veshet or the Kane, and then he Gil Veshet Oil Kane, once he comes to the Veshet or the Kane, Chaytech Simon Echad, he cuts one of the Simonim, Verav Basar Imai, and the majority of the flesh with it, and Uba Oil Shnayim, we're talking about a bird Oil, it has to be both Simonim, Oil Rav Shnayim, or the majority of both of them. What do we see from here? Tiyufta of Adar Barava. Tiyufta, this is a clear refutation of Adar Barava, because this clearly tells us, black on white, that by Chatas, you only have to do Malika to either the Kane or the Veshet. It's not Dafka the Veshet, so it's definitely refutation to him. The Gemara continues, my Havala, what's the final Psak? As the Gemara, my Havala, what's the final Psak? Kidaka Armit, this is what you just said. We just upslugged, we just refuted of Adar Barava. So why are we asking this question? The Gemara answers, no, it's still Suffolk. Dil Mashani Hasso, maybe that case is different. The Ika Shadrum Afrekas. That's because the Shadrum Afrekas were already cut through, so the animal is basically dead, and therefore all he has to do is cut one of the Simonim. That's why the kana would be okay, because he really just has to get to one of them and that's fine. As opposed to when we're talking about shechita of a bird, not kadshim, not malika, but shechita, when we're starting from the neck, maybe it's not sufficient to cut the kana, then the more to consider that the bird was fully killed through shechita, it would have to be the veshet and not the kana. So we still don't have a clear on this, and that's why we ask, my, what's the din? We continue discussing, tashma, the hubar avza, the hava bei rava, there's a bar avza, which means a duck that was in the household of rava. Also, it was brought to him, kimi masmas kuei dama, and its neck was full of blood. Clearly, something happened to it. The question is it a trefa or not? So Amar Rava, he said, Hechinavid, how are we supposed to check it to see if it's a treifa? Chav chasom beis on top. Nishchatei v'hadr nivdekei. Should we first shecht it and then check it? The problem with that is dil makam nekev kashachet. Maybe it was shechted on the place where it got the hole, so really was a treifa, but then it was being covered up by the shechita, so that's not valid. And what do you want to suggest? Nivdekei v'hadr nishchatei. Should we check it and then shecht it? Well, that can't be either, because Amar Rava, Rava says veshet ein lebedikim b'chutz el b'fenim. You can't check the veshet from the outside; it has to be from the inside. So right, maybe you could check the kaneh from the outside before shechita to see if it has a hole in it, but the veshet can't be checked till after shechita, and then obviously it's going to be too late, so we're stuck. What do we do? Amalei Rav Yosef Breis, Rav Yosef's son, told him, Nivdekei lekaneh, first check the kaneh before shechita, then nishchatei lekaneh v'lechshirei, shech the kaneh b'machshirei that way, v'hadar lefchu leveshet livdekei, then you could turn the veshet inside out and check it, meaning after you already finished the shechita with the kaneh, now it's perfectly fine, you can now take out the entire veshet and check it to see if it had a hole in it, and that way the duck would be kosher. And Amravi commented on this, Chakim Yosef Bri b'treifas, Rabbi Yochanan, Yosef, my son, is so wise with Hilchos Treifas, like Rabbi Yochanan. Alma, what do we see from here? Bottom line, Echad de Ka'amar, oy hai, this one that the Mishnah said is either this or that, because his whole suggestion was just cut the kana, then you could check the veshet without having touched it with a knife. So clearly that's like Rav Nachman, not like Rav Adar Barava. We can use Kasim Yehuda Omer Achi Yishchot. Rabbi Yehuda had said that not only do you shecht it, but you also have to make sure that the vridim are cut, and that empties it from blood. So we're going to have a discussion about this. Omer Chizde, he tells us, loy Amar Yehuda ela ba'if. Rabbi Yehuda only said this with a bird. That's because it was very normal to roast the entire bird as one, so you had to empty out the blood from it before roasting it. Aval behema, but an animal, given the menatcha aver, since it's cut into limbs anyway, you don't roast a whole cow at once, loy tzarech, so you don't have to cut the vridim, you don't have to empty the blood. That's because as you get to each piece, you would salt it or roast it individually, and that will get out the blood. But now the Gemara asks on this, remember the time of Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Damhu? Does that mean to say that Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning that the vridim have to be cut is just to empty it of blood? That can't be, because Batanan, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda tells us, ad shechit es vridim, until he does shechita to the vridim, not till he cuts the vridim, till he shechts them. As we see, that's a din in the shechita, not a technical detail in getting the blood out of the bird. So Gemara answers, it's not a problem. Amo, what we really mean to say in the Mishnah is Achi Nakavas Avridin, until he makes a hole, he pokes the Vridim to let out the blood, and Umay Achi Yishchait, what's his Lashon of until he shechts it? It really means Achi Yinkov B'Shas Shechita, until he pokes a hole in them at the time of Shechita, so they don't actually have to be shechted like Midine Shechita, they just have to be cut so the blood empties out. How do we continue discussing this? Tashma, Vridim Shechita to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, the Vridim are by Shechita. Mashma, they have to be shechted, it's not sufficient to poke them. Answers the Gemara, no. Amo, we really mean to say is Vridim Tsarch L'Nakvan B'Shas Shchita. The Vridim need to be poked at the time of Shchita. Div Rabbi Yehuda, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Not that he actually has to shech them as part of the Shchita. We get to discussing though, Tashma, Amr Loi Rabbi Yehuda, they told Rabbi Yehuda, Me'ach Shaloi Huskru Vridim El Lohitzi Mihandam, since the only reason why Vridim are mentioned in the first place is just to get the blood out of them, so Mali B'Shchita, Mali Shaloi B'Shchita. Wasn't make difference if they were cut via Shchita or cut some other way. Now, based off of what the Rabbanon told Rabbi Yehuda, Mechlal Rabbi Yehuda Savar B'Shchita. It's Mashma that Rabbi Yehuda holds, they do need to be shechted. And it's not sufficient just to cut them or poke them. So the answer is no. Hachi Kamri Law, this is what they're telling him. Mali Nakvan B'Shas Shchita, Mali Nakvan Shaloi B'Shas Shchita. What does it make a difference if he makes a hole in them at the time of Shchita or if he makes a hole in them after Shchita? If the whole purpose is just to get the blood out of the bird, so you don't have to do it B'Shas Shchita, you can make a hole in them after Shchita. Now, we should explain Rabbi Yehuda's Shchita, who Savar he holds that B'Shas Shchita Asidam Dechayim. At the time of Shchita, the blood is actually going to come out because it's warm. The word is chayim, not chayim, but chayim, it's warm, like the word cham. However, shaloi b'shas shchita, if it's not b'shas shchita, lo yasidam, the blood's not going to come out of the bird anymore, the kari, because it's cold, which basically means it congealed, and that's why it has to be done b'shas shchita. But again, you don't actually have to shecht the vridim, it's sufficient just to poke a hole and let the blood out that way. Now, Bayer Biyamri asks, vridim l'Rabbi Yehuda, the vridim l'Rabbi Yehuda, shaha bahen, dars bahen, mahu. Let's say he did shihia, meaning he waited before he cut them, or he did drisa, he pressed down on them, and that's the way he cut them. What's the din? Is that going to passle them or not? Now, obviously, Rabbi Yirmiyah didn't know of the previous discussion because we just concluded pretty conclusively that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you could just poke them and therefore Shehiya and Drasa wouldn't be a problem. So he obviously didn't know this and that's why he asked his question. Amr Leah Husaba, that elderly person told him, Hachi Amr Blazar, Rabbi Blazar says, and now Amr Leah, some say it was Amr Leah Husaba Lira Blazar, that the Saba told Rabbi Blazar, Hachi Amr Biachan, as Rabbi Biachan says, Menachvan Bakaitz Vain Ksherin, he could poke them with a thorn and their kasher, so it's perfectly fine, and that means that there's no issue with Shehiya or Drasa either. And Tanya Kavasar Chizda, we have a Bryce just like Rabbi Chizda, Shachat Shnechatzai Simanim Ba'if, Possel. If he shechted two half Simanim in a bird, it's Possel. Vein Sarchlam Behema, you don't even have to say that by an animal. And Rabbi Hudamer, he tells us, Ba'if, Achishchat Zaveshet Vesavridin, with a bird, you shech the Veshet and the Vridim. So he from here, the Vridim have to be cut, Bishash Shchita, in order to make sure that the blood comes out. Now we get to discussing the Mishnah, Chati Echer Ba'if Achulu. We said if half of a Simon of a bird was cut, or one half Simon of an animal was cut, so that's Possel, because it's not Rive. And now we have a discussion about Rive. Itmar Rav Amarav says, Mechzal Mechza Kerive. Half of it was shechted, that's actually considered like Rive. Whereas Rav Kanamer, he says, Mechzal Mechza ain't a Kerive. If half it's shechted, that's not Rive. Now Rav Amar Mechzal Mechza Kerive, he says half being shechted is Rive. How does that work? That's because, Hachi Amar Lerachmanel Moshe, this is in essence what Hashem was telling Moshe, Loi Tishayer Ruba, that you shouldn't let the majority of the simen remain uncut. Therefore, as long as you do cut half of the simen, so that's considered Rive. Whereas Rav Kanamer, he says, Mechzal Mechza ain't a Kerive. If you just cut half of it, that's not Rive. That's because, Hachi Amar Lerachmanel Moshe, this is what Hashem is telling Moshe, Shechait Ruba, you have to actively shecht the majority of the simen. We can be discussing this. Tanan, our Mishnah said, if he shechts half by a bird or one and a half by an animal, it's possible. Now, if you want to say, like what Rav says, is that just shechting half is considered Rive on my puzzle, why would it be puzzle? Ha'avali Rive. He shechted Rive. He shechted half, and that's considered Rive. Why would Mishnah say if he just shechts half, it's puzzle? That clearly seems to me not like Rav. The more answer is no, midrabanon. That's just a dindrabanon. In other words, midrabanon, you do have to shecht the majority, dilmaloy asil mevid palga, because you might not even end up shechting half of it, but midai raisa, you could really just shecht half of the simen, and that would be okay. We can discuss this, Amr of Katina, Tashma. Now, the following is regarding being metahir in oven. We know the clay cheres, earthenware kalim, when they become tamei, you can't just put them in the mikvah, you have to break them. It's the same thing with an oven made out of clay, out of earthenware, it has to be broken in order to metahir it. Now, the Mishnah tells us as follows, chilkul shnayim, if an oven was cut into two, vehin shavin, and the pieces are the same size, shnein tmein, both of them are still tamei. Why is that? Lefisha yafshal tzamtzim. That's because it's impossible to do it exactly 50-50. And that means that one of these pieces is bigger than the other, the bigger piece is not considered broken, so it still would be tamei. And since we don't know which piece is bigger, because they each look like exactly half, so that's why we have to say that both of them are tamei. Now, what's a diuk from here? Ha, efshal tzamtzim tahirin. That's mashma, that if he could cut this oven precisely in half, then that means that both halves would be tahar. The question is, am I tahirin? Why would they be tahar? Zilhacha ikaruba, zilhacha ikaruba. If you look at each half individually, so that means each one is really roiv of the oven, and as Rav says, half is actually considered roiv. So that means that each half individually would be tamei, because each half is roiv, but it's not mashma like that from the Mishnah. Sorry, Papa answers, that's not a question. Shrei rube b'chad mana leka. You can't say two rives in one kli. In other words, when you're cutting a kli into two, and you're looking at both halves, because you have H-A-V-E, the two halves of the kli, so you're not not able to look at each of those halves individually and say that you have two rives. That simply doesn't make sense. However, when we're talking about shechita of simanim, we're just looking at one semen, and the chiyuv is to, yes, cut the semen, not to leave it uncut. In other words, when we're looking at rive according to Rav, when we're dealing with the simanim, we're looking at how much was cut, not how much wasn't cut. And therefore, as long as you cut half, that's considered like you cut rive. We don't look at the other half and say, well, the other half is half not cut, so it's considered like rive isn't cut. Since half of it was cut, that's considered rive, so there's no question from the oven case. We do another question though. We had this just before. Tashma, shachati gargaris, if he shechted half of the kaneh, v'shahaba, chavtas omer alf on top, kidei shechita acheres, he waited the amount of time, then he could have shechted the other one, v'gomer, then he finished it, shechita zakshira, the shechita's kasher. Now, v'i amret mechza mechza kiriv, if you want to say that shechting just half of it is rive, well, then he tarfala. That means when he shechted half of the gargaris, that right away trafes up the animal, because that means he actually fully shechted that semen, and then he waited the amount of time that he could have shechted the other one, and only then he shechted it, and that's a psul of shehiya. And so really, shechita should be pasul. And from the fact that we said that this is a kasher shechita, it must be that shechting just half of the simen is not valid shechita because it's not considered like rive. Question on Rav. So Gemara answers, no. Misavris behema. Do you really think we're talking about an animal over here where he has to shecht both simanim? Loi, that's not what it's referring to. Ba'if, we're talking about a bird over here, and the reason why it's kasher is because meman of shach. Either which way you look at it, it would be an okay shechita. E mechza mechza kariv. If shechting half of it is considered like rive, so that means ha'avalei ruba, he shechted rive, and that means in that first cut that he did, already it's a kasher shechita, and then waiting is not a problem because it's already kasher. Any mechza mechza einai kariv, if shechting half is not considered like rive, so loy avadu like klum, he didn't do anything. He just cut a little bit, that doesn't passel the bird, there's no issue, and now when he continues the shechita, that's perfectly fine, and his shechita is valid in that continuation, in that completion of it. So either way we look at it, it's not a question on Rav. Now we're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss shechitas Rav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.